wipe away the people's sorrow. King Selassie, I will sweep away the people's sorrow.
Yeah, welcome back, folks. Our two business. It's straight into the Blood and Fire selections till 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, so if you don't know, Blood and Fire was a British reggae reissue. Maybe did some like original stuff as well, possibly?
Yeah, they kind of did, yeah. Mainly archival, but they did a lot of new stuff, reworks. There's remixes and stuff on the label as well. So the sort of main guy, mastermind behind it, was Steve Barrow, who passed away last week. And then he teamed up with Mick Hucknall.
Yes, Mick Hucknall of Simply Red fame and some other folks to create a killer reissue reggae label to make sure that people got paid.
Hucknall was a big fan of reggae. And
it's not just so the dreads weren't just for show.
No, and he did. I presume he was the money man behind it.
Yeah, because we looked at this because... what was it? Holding Back the Years and Money's Too Tight Dimension did extremely well around the world. So there have been a lot of... it's quite lucrative being Mick Hucknall in the 90s.
So thankfully, he poured some of that money back into the obscure reggae reissues for the likes of us to discover.
Yes. I mean, I definitely did. I've got a couple of picks coming up later. Like, yeah, kind of kicked off a love affair / addiction with reggae, I'd say, for me. Definitely.
So the first little selection we went through was the Congo's The Fisherman mix. So we started off with the original from 1977, Heart of the Congo's album, classic Lee Scratch Perry Black Ark Business, really scratchy but ropey recording, but tremendous roots. And then into the Fisherman Style album came out in 2006, and that's Blood and Fire label that they sort of worked on reimagining all these songs. So there's Horace Andy doing Love, 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 Max Romeo with Give Praises, Prince Jazbo with the DJ version Live Good Today, and then we played a bit more of the original. This one in the background, forgot to mention this as well, Prince Jammy with Wreck Up a Version. I think it's Leroy Smart on the vocal. Can't remember. Anyway, we're going to play some more, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Like lightning, you'll cry watch like thunder. Crash on there. Say you ride like lightning, you crash like thunder. Yeah. I said you know, you know, you know, you know, you know. I said you know.
One. So let's go down Mango all I will talk.
Ascoltando Treno della Renote su Sheffield Live.
Love.
It was a shame to talk over this dub, but needs must.
Yes, we're going to be talking over dubs all the way through.
Yes.
There's no other option in this half.
No. Yeah, you're right. This is The Night Train, Hour 2 on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Playing cuts from Blood and Fire compilations, reissues that we remember from yesteryear.
So we finished off, or rather almost started that set with... the Prince Jammy Bed that we used last time. That was Recupper version, yeah. So that was Leroy Smart's Recupper Life, originally by Dennis Brown's on the Children of Israel, was his version. There is quite a few vocal cuts to that one. I think that was Prince Jammy, but you know, you never know with these things. Scientists probably said he would have done that.
Yes, as he's wont to do.
Basically, unless it's got that really crazy sound effect on that only Tubby used.
Yeah,
you don't know. Although it was all done at Tubby's studio often as well. The first full song we played was Dennis Brown's Wanna Be No General, 1979 single. That one is on the Promised Land, 1977 to 1979, the Blood and Fire comp of Dennis Brown stuff. So the way I like to think about it is like... there's artists on these compilations and labels, and you'd know songs of it. You'd know Money in My Pocket or whatever from Dennis Brown.
Yeah.
But if you went to a Blood and Fire comp and you picked it up, you're getting like the more obscure, it won't have all the hits packed on there.
Yeah.
It's going to be like deeper cuts, some album cuts, singles you probably haven't heard.
Yeah, that's probably a good way
and
to put it.
And that's why they were great, because like, you might be like, oh, I've heard one of these songs and these were good. And then you listen to this and it's like, oh, this isn't just a greatest hits.
Yes.
These are like... great songs I haven't heard. Sometimes they'd have dubs on there, whatever, DJ cuts, etc. So yeah, there's like that one for the Dennis Brown. There was there's a Max Romeo one that's a similar period, like mid to late 70s, and you know, it doesn't have the obvious.
Yes, all with the extensive liner notes from Steve Barrow.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah.
We should always add, which then get you deeper and deeper into it. You're like, oh no,
free slope.
Yeah. Like, now I need that compilation. Now I need that reissue.
So after Dennis Brown, we then played Gregory Isaacs, Mr. Know It All. I think that is seemingly the final release on Blood and Fire, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, you're saying 2014.
2014, yeah.
Like, so which like, is recent. No, it isn't.
It was a Disco Mix 12. I mean, showing how recent it was a Record Store Day release, which feels like a recent thing to me.
Yes, it does.
So, and the flip side, as I mentioned off air, it's got a pretty out there dub mix of that song. I mean, that song was pretty out there as it is.
Is that the one that was when they were like seemingly going through each drum and putting delay and echo on it?
And why not?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, yeah, more so for it.
That was originally from 77, produced by Lloyd Campbell, aka Raz Lloyd, or Lloyd the Printer, credited on this release as the spiritual advisor.
Oh, so imagine.
That's a great title.
Getting a credit on an LP for that. That's life goals right there.
Back in band was Ozzy Hibbert and their Revolutionaries. Not sure who was working all the drums, but yeah, they deserve their own credit for that.
Yes.
After that was The In Crowd with Mango Walk from 1975 originally. A cover of
Mandrill, Meat Walk, or something.
It. Yeah, yes. You go, what's this guitar riff?
Yeah, it's like, I know this. As heard on episode 1 of Breaking Bad.
That song?
Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go. It's been a long time since you watched episode 1 of Breaking Bad.
Yes, it's no same. after that, we went into Prince Allah with They Never Love in disco style, which, as you mentioned, on some of the compilations, that one in particular, Only Love Can Conquer, 1976 to 79. That's the first time I ever came across someone who played it, like a vocal that goes into a dub.
Okay.
Absolutely blew my head apart. I'm going to play that from my long-missed friend Mark. He loved Blood and Fire. Worked in record shops at the time, so late 90s. And I think a fair bit of stock ended up getting passed around us groups of friends. I know he used to take things home and dub them. But yeah, that one was kind of one of those when you're like, oh yeah, I'm into this. Yeah, hang on, this has been going for about 20 minutes. It's incredible. This one in the background is Aggravators, Dub Is My Occupation. I think Prince Jammy on the boards for this, potentially. It's taken from X-Ray Music, a Blood and Fire dub directory. from 1999, a CD I liberated from my dad's collection. It's still somewhere in my house.
Yeah, it's a good point, because not only did they do like great compilations of stuff, they then did compilations of their compilations as like this kind of...
Yes, the audio catalogues were sort of super cheap as well.
Yeah, so they do like the Dubwise and Otherwise. Is it like there's two volumes of that. There's the one you mentioned...
Yes.
Just then, there's some other ones as well.
Yeah, X-Ray Music is kind of just the dubs. Then I'm trying to remember what the other one is. It's got a brown dub. I can't remember what. I'll find it in a minute because we've got a couple of cuts coming up from it. Shout out to my dad for picking those up, and then them not being in his record CD collection anymore.
Yeah, it's funny. The one that how I sort of picked up on it was I think I got it out of the local library. And it was one of the album covers, and because it looked like the Primal Scream Vanishing Point.
Oh, yes, it would have been, yeah.
And it looked like that, so I was like, oh, what's this? But little did I realise that Primal Scream Vanishing Point had actually been influenced by their album work.
I'm just looking at it now. It's Freedom Sounds in Dub, I think?
Yes.
Tubby and the Soul Syndicate.
Yeah, there's that one. There's also, I think it's Scientist's Dub in the Roots Tradition, which has got a very similar cover.
Listeners, he knows his stuff. That is exactly what it's... So this is it. This isn't even live Googling on air. This is like a very niche pub quiz.
I sort of came to it the wrong way round, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right, yes. So you've gone like, oh, I like Vanishing Point.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, what's this?
Yeah, weirdly, Augustus Pablo is on that, on out on the Vanishing Point. He plays on Star. Yes, I've just found the other compilations, Dubwise and Otherwise, Blood and Fire audio catalogue.
There's two volumes of that as well, yeah.
Yes. Okay, right, this one in the background, yes, you might have noticed those horns. It's Ring of Fire in a reggae style. I've always wanted to know if there was a vocal mix of this or one that isn't dubbed out, but I've not been able to find it, so maybe it exists, maybe it's got... I mean, it has to exist, right? They kind of just made a dub.
Yeah, Ring of Fire. Let's just get someone to sing it.
Yeah, but then maybe it might not be as good as the OG. Cool. Okay, yes, this is the Night Train. Half an hour left to go. More reggae to come. So apologies if you don't like reggae.
It's going
to
be much the same for the next 32 minutes. Yeah. We'll let this one play out. We'll go for some more.
version is way from creation.
Let's go. Get up and fight for your life.
Sorry to talk over another dub.
I'm almost tempted to just put hour two out without our waffle. It's like, what are we bringing to the party that's better than the dubs?
Not insightful chat, that's for sure.
No. Yeah, this is the Night Train final 10 minutes of hour two. Our tip of the hat to Steve Barrow, who sadly passed this week. Right, where were we? Where did we?
That was dub packed. So we started out with King Tubby doing Prince Al's Great Stone. That was a dub mix of that from the aforementioned Freedom Sounds in Dub, released in 1996. Those tracks were produced by Bertram Brown in the late 70s, back in band there with the Soul Syndicate. Recorded at Channel 1 and mixed at Tubby's in Waterhouse.
After that, we had Tapazuki with Dub MPLA. Now, there's about a million versions of that, as there is for all of these rhythms, so it's quite tricky. But that's the first one I heard, so that's the one I like. Shout out to the person who near my house has spray painted MPLA.
I've seen that.
It's on the phone box.
Yeah. Why do I know this?
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, it's like, why? It's like a liberation party from Angola, the de facto rulers. Okay, that's odd, but never mind. Yeah, that was on, taken from the Dubwise and Otherwise Blood and Fire audio catalogue, the one that I said I stole from my pops. I think it might be in my car still.
And then we went to another Tubby. That was King Tubby's In Fine Style, the dub mix to Ronnie Davis's Power of Love, 1975 release, also used by Horace and Nufi, You Are My Angel. Somehow forgotten that, despite knowing that song really well. I think, pretty sure I own it as well.
Classic.
That was from the Dub Gone Too Crazy In Fine Style album, which is a compilation of Aggravator's tracks produced by Bunny Lee, mixed by Jammy and Tubby.
Then we went into Yabba You with Jah Love Dub from that previously mentioned Dubwise and Otherwise. I don't really know much about Yabba You. I've got loads of LPs. I don't really know what he actually did. I know he's a singer, but he's always a producer. But did he do the dubs? Who knows? Sadly, Steve Barrow would have known. I could have asked him, but not anymore.
And then another jammy cut. That was Double Rights, originally by the Abyssinians.
Yes, and then that version...
That was the Johnny Clark 1975 single. Again, backed by the Aggravators.
Go back and listen to that. The it's kind of like a perfect dub. It's like four bars and then four bars, and then just when you're kind of relaxed, the organ comes in halfway through, so hot.
Yeah. Like, hot organ.
Yes.
For sure. And then we finished off with Carl Bradley, Slipping Into Darkness, Covering War. That's from the essential comp of funk, soul and blues covers in a Jamaican style. Darker Than Blue. Soul from Jam Down, 1973 to 1980, I think, from the early 2000s on Blood and Fire. And as we mentioned last week, Jamaicans didn't just stop copying American music in their own style in the 50s, carried on right through the 70s, 80s, and so on.
Yeah.
So that is like kind of late, mid to late 70s versions. In the background now, Scientist with African Daughter Dub. Oh, I can't remember what the original is. It's like a 60s track. Yeah, this was on that Scientist one I was talking about. Dub in the Roots tradition. And we've got time for one more.
Yes.
Finishes out.
Horace Andy with Leave Rasta from Into the Light, Into the Dub.
Yeah.
Right, we'll be back potentially next week. Maybe,
ooh,
maybe not.
Ooh, we'll see.
We'll see.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for enjoying it.
Babylon, leave Rastaman alone. I said to leave, leave him alone. Cause the Rastaman have feelings. Yes, he has feelings. The Rastaman have feelings. Yes, he has feelings. I said to leave. Around. You even shoot him down.
Yes, he has feelings.